Today, the 16th of March 2022, our mass food markets are stable in the sense of supply and demand matching each other. We have seen prices not rising abruptly, neither falling abruptly. Starting with potatoes, just 5 to 6.50 a pocket. It has been like that since Monday. Looks like things are now stable. Small, 7 to 8. Medium, 9 to 10. Large, 10 to 11. There's been a slight change on the extra large, where the price has changed from 11 on Monday to $12 today. Just showing that there's a slight change there. We seem to be having less supply of extra large potatoes. The majority are just small and medium, which is why we've seen a slight increase in the price of extra large, which are bought by restaurants, food outlets, and others that really focus on making potato crisps and other uses. Tomatoes, this is where really drama isn't really pleasing farmers. We see the Sandak today going for 6 to 12. There's been fast ripening of tomatoes due to the heat. Thankfully, with some little rains now that have reached much of the country, we think the heat is going to be controlled a bit. Wooden box, $3 to $3.50 a wooden box. Plastic dish, $1. Vegetables, cabbage, 30 cents to 50 cents. It's not changing for the whole week ahead. Kovo, $2.50 to $3.50. There isn't much change as well. There's no sugarloaf wrap, 1 to 2. Tsunga, 1 to 2. It looks like the prices of vegetables also remain slightly suppressed and stable. Beetroot, 50 cents to $1. Onion, 10 kg pocket, 4 to 8, not changing. 60 kg bag of onion, 2022, still remains like that as for the past week. Shallots, 50 cents to $1. English cucumber, 50 cents. Cauliflower and broccoli, $1 to $1.50. Celery, $1. Chili pepper, $1. Lettuce, 50 cents. Cherry tomato, $1. Garlic, $3 to $5 a kg, it's not changing much. Ginger, the same, $1.50 to $3 per kg. It has been like that for a while, just showing that demand is not rising much for some of these high-value necessities. People are concentrating on what they can afford and what households really need on a daily basis. Okra, a bucket is now $5 to $8. It looks like okra demand has increased, as we have seen with the price. Supply is much lower. Eggplant, $1. Jam squash is not in the market. Mushroom fresh, $1.50 a pint, and then wild mushroom is still at $8 to $15 a bucket. Red and yellow pepper, $1.50 to $2. And then on the dried food section, matemba, $36 from $36 to $40. It looks like it's going down slightly. Supplies are actually increasing from Kariba, Malawi, and Mozambique. Matemba, that's $36 a 20-liter tin. Madora, $40. It's actually a firm price. Sugar beans, $24, $26. It's been like that for a while. Soya chunks, $2 to $3. And then different types of dried vegetables. Munyemba, $16. Munyeve, $15, $16. Musine, $15, $16. Dried cove and cabbage, $15, $16. These are now permanent fixtures in the markets, in the dried section. Our dried vegetables are really having a permanent presence in almost all markets. All urban markets have got a dried vegetable section, which is pleasing because this is where most of our people value add and try to get some income from what they've preserved, what is produced during the rainfall season. High value crop, sweet potato, a bucket is now $4 to $5 a bucket. We've seen a slight decrease given that it hit the market at 5 to 6. 26 kg, same as going for 25 to 30, is firming up there. Magogoya, $8 to $10 a 20-liter tin. It's also going down from 14. And then a 60 kg, same as 90. Still remains at 90. Magogoya really are in season. Banana, same here, 15.38. It's quite a range because it's shown that there are differences in terms of quality and sizes. Others are a bit watery. They are not, it looks like they've been harvested much earlier, or maybe it's an issue of variety. Butternuts, some of them are, they don't taste good really in the market. Maybe it's a question of varieties. We need to be talking to seed companies to make sure they also reach the market to understand how their varieties are performing in the market. Of late, we've had a lot of complaints from consumers about butternuts that are available. The quality isn't very good. Carrots, same here, $30. It's a marked decrease from 65 yesterday. Shows that today the supply is quite high. Green pepper, pepper same year 13 to 15, it's a slight decrease again. Cucumber same year 10 to 17. Fine beans 18 to 22. We don't have peas in the market. Looks like peas is quite dear. Green mealies $1.50 a dozen. Just showing that we now have a lot of green maize coming from the fields. And then Ipka sweet reeds, $4 to $4.50 a bundle, a big bundle. We still have a lot of Ipka coming into the market now. They are in season. And then on the fruit section, Matoe Masawa are not in the market. Nyi, 5 liters going for $2.50. It is mainly like that for Waimau. You 5 liters, 3 to 4. Apples, 20, 24 a box. Avocado single, 50 to 80. Zim dollars has been like that for a while. The price is not changing much. Dollar is like dollar for 2 for 3. Banana, 7 to $9 a crate. Grapes 16-20, oranges 10 kg pocket 4 to 6, and then pears 12 to 15, strawberry 1 to 2, rusica $1 a small packet, pawpaw $1 again, plums $2, nectarines $1, mango $3 to $4 a 20 liter tin of sweet mangoes, peaches 12 to 14. We don't have matamba today. We just said matamba on Monday. Some people said the masumi. We have a number of indigenous fruits. Matamba is one of them. Coconuts $1.50, still coming from Mozambique. It's a slow mover in the market, but still nevertheless is there. Watermelon $1.50 to $1 each. Dollar is being the biggest in the market. Leeches $1. And then we don't have sweet melon and tubu. Pineapple 12 to 15. Lemon the bucket is still $3.50 to $4. We have seen some green lemons coming into the market. Lemon is really demanded in the market all the time for various reasons, especially those of the apostolic faith. Apostolic, they love using lemon for their rituals and other things, while people want lemon for breakfast and suppressing flus and others. So lemon is really demanded, and while fishmongers also use lemon to dry their fish, so we see lemon demand really is being stable. And then on the full crop section, maize grain remains at $4 a bucket. It's not changing much. And then maize mumare $23. Maybe with harvesting of maize, we might see the price going down. In some areas it's still at $2 a bucket. If you go in some distant areas, Gokwe, Torosho and others, a bucket is around $2 to $2.50 sometimes. So we might see that the changes might happen as soon as harvesting happens. But given that this year the season has not been what we expected in terms of harvest, we might see the bucket, the price remaining firm. Nzungu Musho, shelled groundnuts $22.24, and then fresh Nzungu or groundnuts $6 to $8 a bucket is still coming in, and then unshelled groundnuts $4 to $5 a bucket, Mumare groundnuts $7 a 5 liter, and then Nyimo shelled Nyimo, that's roundnuts $22, $20, $23 is a slight increase of $1 there, and then fresh Nyimo is in season $10 a bucket, really is really competing very well in the market. Soybeans 12 to 15 a bucket. Wheat 8 to 9 has been like that for a while. Popcorn 16. It has been firming up at 16 for a while. Cowpeas Nyamba $10 to $16 a bucket, depending on quality and type. Sunflower $12 a bucket, has been like that for a while. Looks like most of these commodities, once they set a price, it's going to be like that for a while. Rio $20, $22 a bucket, it's also not changing much. Munga, that's pearl, $10 to $12 a bucket, it's firming up like that. Rice shelled $40, unshelled $25. Sorghum Mafunde $12 a bucket. We don't have sesame in the market this time. Then poultry section, broiler mothers, big ones are going for 8 to 10, ordinary 6, off layers 3 to 4, roadrunner hens are going for $2.50 to $5, not changing much. Cocks $6 to $7 each. Hunger, that's again fowl 7 to 10 each. Ducks 9 to 12, turkeys 10 to 20, pigeons $2.50 to $5 each, and then rabbits $5 to $8 each. Eggs small $3 to $3.50, medium $4 to $4.50, large $5 a crate. So this is what is happening in our markets, just to keep farmers, consumers and everyone informed about what is happening in our food markets. We need to monitor our food markets, because that's where inflation can have an impact, so that we really can match the price of inputs and the price of our food system. When food markets are stable, most of the things are really stable. So this is what is happening in our food markets throughout the country. We are grateful for the rains that we have received in much of the country. It looks like things are cooling up a bit as we prepare for winter production, and as we also prepare for the opening of the tobacco marketing season, which begins end of this month. We think things might start improving. As always, my name is Charles Dewa Imukambo.